If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Blue Wire.
What is up, Nets fans? Jack Manuel here for another Brooklyn Buzz, and the Nets end the preseason with a W. Not that it matters, but they did take down the Miami Heat 107-104, and it was, in terms of takeaways, I think the big takeaway from it was the play of Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker, 25 minutes, 7 of 14 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, hit all 4 of his free throws, had a couple of steals and a block as well to go with his 4 rebounds, including 2 offensive rebounds. Now, there is a glut at the guard position. You know, check out the guards preview. Nick and I dive deep into the Nets' strength and depth at that position, whether it's guard, shooting guard, you know, just the general play and talent that the Nets do have there. Cam Thomas, you've also got, you've got Spencer Dinwiddie there as well. You've got the likes of Dennis Smith Jr., who's out with the injury and hopefully coming back sooner rather than later. But tonight, Lonnie Walker the fourth, he just went out and showcased his stuff. This guy can just flat out score. Around the rim, he looks really good. He had this like gorgeous floater as well late in the game to sort of give the Nets an ascendancy. He was hitting some big three balls. And if that can continue, he's going to force his way into the rotation. Now, the competition between him and Cam Thomas is going to be fascinating because Cam didn't have his best night in terms of efficiency-wise. He was only 3 of 14 from the field, but did hit 7 free throws. So and was plus 1 on the night. Again, plus minus is all relative, taking it all into account. But yeah, I think those two guys have not over... I think Lonnie Walker's athleticism, he had also a nice little like baseline cut off a Spencer Dinwiddie dime as well. So I think his activity, it gives him a point of differentiation, his athleticism, his ability to get out in the open court. And yeah, his three ball just looked super smooth tonight. So, you know, he's certainly making his name known for heading into game one against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm truly fascinated to the rotation talk that Nick and I are going to get into the massive season preview. That could be an entire episode unto itself. But yeah, good to see Lonnie Walker really showcase his stuff. And you know, Ben Simmons tonight, it wasn't necessarily the productive scoring Ben Simmons that we've seen at different points this preseason, but he did have a lot of rebounds, 8 boards, did have 7 assists, 4 turnovers isn't necessarily great, but I think turnovers are all relative when it comes to the preseason. It's more about, as I've sort of spoken with Nick and on the individual pods, it's about the eye test and sort of what you see. And from Ben tonight, I think there was, yeah, some good and some bad. I like the fact that he's continuing to just be aggressive in his mentality. You can just sort of tell. You know, he got to the line twice and hit both of his free throws. You know, the number I want to see that is four plus, you know, per evening come the regular season. But it's going to be about, you know, his just general mentality and sort of hesitation and wariness around those deep paint areas. You know, is he willing to draw that contact? How fluidly and strong is he finishing through contact? That'll come, I think, with more game reps. But he looked positive, and I'm happy to say that, and happy to see that at the same time. You know, continuing to take those sort of little free throw sort of mid ranges. Don't know how efficient they'll be throughout the regular season, but we've seen, you know, with mixed success throughout the preseason. In fact, it's probably been more positive than negative. So if he's taking those shots, you know, so be it. And hopefully they do continue to go in and just give him, you know, that bit of confidence to sort of round out the rest of his game. His defense is still very, very positive and going to be, you know, a real tool for the Nets going forward. A lot of those assists as well, you know, the seven assists, you know, Spencer had six himself. You know, you had one to Clax. There was one to Daron Sharp. You know, I think this was early in the game. You know, Ben sort of has a spin and you're like, okay, where's he kind of going here? And then Daron Sharp makes a pretty nice cut and finds him, you know, with a nicely timed, precise pass. And then later in the game, around 50-48, if I'm not mistaken, he sort of throws this lead pass, which is weighted really perfectly. You know, Ben's just a really special passer, and I think that's something that he can really bring to this team and bring to the offense, because, you know, it can get a bit clogged when it's him and Clax out there, but when he's got those dimes, those real dimes that are on, then it makes the team, it looks so much better. And again, that aggressive mentality, you know, collapse the defense, kick out to shooters, and the Nets hopefully we'll have those efficient nights from three. You know, we got Dorian Finney-Smith 3-4, so it was good to see him go and hit a few there. And Bryson will continue to be pretty positive from there too. So the Nets three-point shooting, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie, when he had a bit of an off night, but his preseason has been pretty positive from that department. So yeah, the Nets spacing around Ben and Claxton in general, the offense outside of the open court transition stuff, defense turning into offense, is going to be a work in progress, as we've sort of said so far. But I wanted to get to a few quotes from Jacques Vaughn, and he sort of spoke about the Nets forcing a lot of turnovers in the second half, and he said, that's a big part of the second half, is kind of how we want to play. I think you saw him much more aggressive, and you could see that and the activity level where it was deflections in the second half. I think overall we have ability to play with an edge, be physical as a team and aggressive, but also smart at the same time. And I thought we did that in the second half, and a big part of that was deflections and activity. So I think defensively this was one of the better games from the Nets overall. So I think that seeing that work in progress on the defensive end, because they have just so much talent there. Like, you just look at the guys, you know. Dorian Finney-Smith, very good defender. Ben Simmons, very good defender. Nick Claxton, incredible defender. Mikal Bridges, incredible defender. You know, I think Stephen Noe of Sporting News, I believe, is the platform that he has. You know, did a sort of top 100 defenders and really dive deep. And the Nets had like four or five guys on that list. You know, the Nets should be really honing in on that. And as we get into the season previews, you know, it's going to be a big part of, you know, what the Nets are doing going forward. But I think another takeaway from tonight was Daron Sharp. You know, Daron Sharp has garnered some criticism, rightly so, because I think he's had some opportunities and hasn't necessarily relished them. But he was there defensively, which is something that I think was the most positive aspect of his game. And he was also hitting some threes too. So I think Daron Sharp, in the absence of, you know, we saw DNPs from Baisley, Watford and Giles. You know, Daron Sharp in his 21 minutes, 6-7 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line, hit one of his two threes, had 11 boards, you know, four of them offensive, had three blocks, two steals. He just goes to Jacques Vaughn, hey, I can do this. You know, give me that opportunity to solidify that backup role. I'm still not skeptical, but maybe have elements of skepticism to where I think he can be, should be, and the fact that the Nets, in a similar way to the guards, you know, competition alongside Cam and Lonnie Walker and those sort of guys, there's going to be competition when it comes to, you know, the big position, you know, outside of Nick Claxton, who's got that space solidified. You know, Dorian Finney-Smith played a lot of five last season, but now the Nets have the likes of Harry Giles, the likes of a Trenton Watford, you know, and it's just going to be who's getting those minutes. And Noah Clancy, but I think Noah Clancy's not going to really find that time until maybe latter points of the season, get those G League reps up. So yeah, the fact that Daron Sharp had not a coming out party, but sort of showed out a little bit, was sort of like him going, okay, I'm ready to sort of go with this. You know, Jacques, you know, you can see what I can sort of do here. So we'll see how that does pan out. But I'm intrigued, is what I'll say. And the fact that he's playing well, it's competition hopefully should breed success for this team. You know, the mentality, you know, in the preseason that the Nets and are trying to sort of instill is like, you know, these sort of doggish mentality. You know, we're fighting for our spots, we're fighting for our lives. You know, guys fighting for NBA contracts, fighting for extensions and the likes of Nick Claxton. You know, so I think that what was shown tonight was you know, against a depleted Miami Heat. You know, they didn't have, you know, Jimmy Butler out there, so the Nets didn't really get to go up against a great lineup. No Kyle Lowry or Tyler Hero either, but, you know, a bit of time there for Bam Adebayo. So I think overall there were some positives to take from it. So the defense, as I alluded to, was the big thing. But I'll get to a few more things about takeaways from this game and looking forward overall to opening night after the break. Now, I think...
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I also wanted to get into DFS and Royce O'Neal because both of those guys have their positives and negatives. I think one thing I like that Royce O'Neal brings is a more diverse offensive skill set. You know, I think Royce has, you know, some offensive chops. You know, his three-point shooting has been pretty consistent, which is something that I've enjoyed seeing. But he's also can handle the ball a little bit. You know, he had 3 assists tonight, so he can be a sort of secondary playmaker, bring the ball up. You know, had a steal as well. He's rebounding. DFS didn't have a rebound, and Royce O'Neal had 6 himself. Both of those guys, there's going to be not necessarily a spotlight on them, but plenty of teams will be watching their play. You know, the rumors surrounding them, you know, in the offseason about the Nets, you know, getting a first round pick for them, 2 first round picks. There were rumors around DFS. Maybe Sean Marsh should have taken that. But DFS, you know, did hit the 3 ball well tonight and also had a nice drive, which is something you don't totally see from him a lot. So he's a strong player, though, and he's a very good defender. So hopefully their 3-and-D roles and capacities within the team can provide the Nets a bit of success. And, you know, whether one or both of these guys are on the Nets long term remains to be seen. I'd like to see Royce. I think Royce, not to sort of go beyond the culture, the locker room, all that sort of thing, but I think Royce provides a little bit there. So yeah, how those guys perform going forward will determine, you know, the likelihood of them, you know, being Brooklyn Nets. You know, I think it'll be intriguing to see. You know, there's already people bringing up, you know, DFS can go to one of these teams, he'll slot in perfectly. Royce O'Neal, Memphis, Cleveland, you know, rumors around Milwaukee with DFS. I apologize, their guys. So yeah, those two guys and their roles and their contributions for the Nets will be intriguing to watch. But a couple more quotes here. Lonnie Walker had some quotes to the media, and he was talking about penetration. I know that they're very shift team as far as not letting the ball get to the middle of the paint. So just getting ready for catch and shoot, getting downhill, doing what I do, just playing the right way, knowing the game. All my kind of teammates just kind of stacking each game. So yeah, as I was alluding to earlier, his 3-point shooting was just on tonight. He was splashing those threes that he did hit, and he was just instinctual. And he's really hard to guard because he's really quick and shifty. So I think that's going to provide the Nets a real point of difference. So it will be a nice little sort of stepping stone heading into the regular season. Still plenty to sort of figure out, but I guess I'll get to the rest of the guys. Spencer Dinwiddie had 6 assists tonight to go with his 9 points in his 28 minutes. His efficiency wasn't fantastic, 3-10 from the field, but rebounded the ball well, had a steal, had a block, and had a nice pick and roll play, lob play with Nick Claxton. Hopefully that can be consistent because Spencer's had his issues with the lob plays ever since sort of DeAndre Jordan and him were doing pick and roll. So hopefully that chemistry is being built behind the scenes as well as on the court. Mikal Bridges has been... Look, it's preseason, but he hasn't been shooting the ball well. He hasn't had like a night where it's just like, oh yeah, Bridges has got it going. But yeah, these games don't matter a lot. His 3 ball has looked not amazing in terms of the efficiency, but he's playmaking, he's finding little bits here and there. He had a nice sort of like drive and then dumped it off to one of his teammates for an easy finish. So yeah, Mikal Bridges took 14 shots tonight and only hit 5 of them, but Cam took 14 of them, hit 3 of them. It was Lonnie Walker that was finding that. So once the games start to start and we find it'll be intriguing to see whether that's anything to look into, but I honestly don't think so, because Cam Johnson hopefully coming back soon. I heard an update, them sort of saying that they want to see how he goes over the weekend in terms of updates of him on the court and the rest. So we'll see how he goes there. But yeah, Mikal Bridges, hopefully this is just him shaking off the rust when it comes to the heading into the regular season. But yeah, the major takeaways, guys, in terms of how the Nets have gone this in the preseason overall, is there's just a lot of depth and a lot of moving parts. The spacing is going to be something. Just intrigued that we didn't see Bazley, Watford, or Giles. You know, that was neither positive nor negative. It was just a bit questionable. Like, I'm like, Harry Giles has looked pretty good. Trenton Watford's looked very good. And Darius Bazley hasn't looked amazing. So I just thought those guys might have been given some more opportunities. But, you know, in saying that, we'll see how it sort of goes. But, yeah, it's going to be about the rotations, the lineups, all those different sort of things, how the moving parts are organized by the likes of Jacques Vaughn and how he manages this rotation. You know, it'll be intriguing to see, and I'm looking forward to diving deep into that with Nick in our big season preview, which will be coming soon. A little bit of a tidbit as well, guys. The Nets have signed guard Kennedy Chandler and center Patrick Gardner per the team. Both of those guys are likely going to be Long Island dudes. But in terms of just looking at the general pros and cons of the preseason, so the defense will figure some things out. I'm intrigued to see how long the injury is going to affect Dennis Smith Jr., because while the defense, he can make a big impression on that end of the floor, the Nets like just really need some high quality spacing, and he certainly doesn't, you know, give that. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. There's plenty of little wrinkles here and there when it comes to how the Nets are going to pan out. But we've got a bit of time now. There'll be stuff behind the scenes. I'll be looking to see if Cam Johnson hopefully is ready to suit up after a little bit of a muscle strain for him that we heard in at media day. I think it was only a hamstring strain. So a strain hopefully shouldn't keep him out of opening night, and the Nets are notoriously, you know, precautious when it comes to that. But yeah, let's see how this all pans out. You know, the eyes are going to be on probably Ben Simmons more than any other. You know, the microscope will be on him, and he's done a lot of good this preseason in terms of being, like, you know, the question marks and Nick and I had in the preseason content that we put around him in the couple of different parts when we were really diving deep into Ben Simmons' play. You know, ever since entering the league and being a Brooklyn Net, we're seeing much more positive signs, and I'm enthused about that, and hopefully that translates into some positive regular season play. But there's a lot to play out for this Nets team. A lot of positives and negatives, still plenty of teething issues, still a lot of wrinkles to figure out, but I'm excited for so many different things, and I'm excited for that opening night. I'm excited to keep podcasting on the Brooklyn Buzz, as I alluded to, and for those who might not be following me on Twitter, at Jack Manuel, JACMANUELL. I'm intrigued. I apologize, I'm not intrigued, but Nick and I are going to possibly be cutting down on some of our episodes and trying to bring you just higher quality content. Both of our lives have got a little bit more going on in terms of professionally and personally, but the Buzz is still going to be going strong. We're still going to be giving you content. Glad I could produce one out here after the final preseason game. Make sure you are rating and reviewing on every single streaming platform. The big season preview's coming up. Check out all of our guards and positional previews, as well as Mikhail's solo preview as well. The Nets world is rising. Ben Simmons is coming. Mikhail's going to be going for that all-star spot. And the Brooklyn Buzz, the hive is growing. Nets world, baby.